Hello everybody, welcome to the Megillah Shir, learning Amidei, Mir Teshem, Maseches Megillah, hoping to make a Siyum by Purim this year. We're holding on the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph, and the last line. It says like this, Ravashi kasha li Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda. Ravashi had a kasha of two makaris or something Rabbi Yehuda said that seemed to be in Stira. Umukim la Braisa ki Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. And he established the Braisa, one of the, both Braises really, one Braisa he established to be perforced by Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, not by Rabbi Yehuda, in order to solve the kasha. That's all the headline. Here's what happened. Rabbi Yehuda truthfully said what we learned yesterday, that nowadays, because people pay attention to the reading of the Megillah, and based on what day it's read, they figure out Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Leil HaSeder. People are looking at it, and therefore you can only read it in the right prescribed time, 14th or 15th, to not mess up everybody's Seder and not mess up the fact that everybody would eat chametz to the time when it's usher. Ramini, it can't be, because he said a different statement. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai. When is it that the Kfarim can go earlier to Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel of Adar? Malkum Shenichasim, Shenich Hamisha, a place where what they do generally is they go into the big cities on Monday and Thursday. Malkum Shenichasim, Shenich Hamisha, a place where they don't do that anyway. They don't go in on Monday and Thursday. And Karno Sal Bismana, you only read at the regular time, which is sensible because there's no cool on them to go in on an earlier day if they weren't going to go in anyway. The whole point is we're going anyway, so it can be read for them. So, but what do you see from this quote? Malkum Shenichnasim Shenir Chamishim Mia Karinim, a place where that is the custom. They go into large cities on Monday and Thursday. You do read for them. So you read for them. So Bafil Bismanazet, even nowadays. How could it be that one statement Rabbi Yehuda Bismanazet, you know, never go early, and this one you do, just with the right circumstances. Mokim la Braisa Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Therefore, Rav Ashi said the Braisa must be like Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. As I mentioned before, these are both Braises. I don't see a clarity from here on this Amid and from Rashi here, which price he made, Bilak Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. It could be either one from this, as far as I can see. But any event, continues the Gemara, Mishum de Kashle, the Rabbi Yehuda, Adi Rabbi Yehuda, Mukimla la Braisa, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, because he had a stira in Rabbi Yehuda's, he had to change the author of the Braisa, and that doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, Ravashi Shmirle de Ika de Tani la Rabbi Yehuda. Ravashi heard that some taught this Braisa to be like Rabbi Yehuda, the Ika de Tani la Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, and some taught it to be the opinion of Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Because he had a shver that is a steer, Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Manda Tani Lok Rabbi Yehuda Lav Davka, Manda Tani Lok Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda Davka. And he said, the one that taught it like Rabbi Yehuda was incorrect, the one that taught it like Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda was more correct, was more accurate in who he was saying in the name of. Continues the Gemara quoting our Mishnah, the walled cities read the Megillah on the 15th. Says the Gemara, Menani Mili. What is the makor for this? From where are these words? Amar Rava. Rava says the Amar Alkin Ayudim Aprozim Ayoshim Aria Prozos. Verse in Megillah says, therefore the Jews that are in the outlying cities and the unwalled cities, ... they read on the 14th. So the Gemara makes a deal. Kamid the Prozim Barbaos or Makafim Mechamisha Aser. From the fact that the open city is reading on the 14th, so the walled cities must read on the 15th. We know someone reads on the 15th. Because the Megillah says that Purim is to be celebrated on the 14th and the 15th, so it must be that all the other cities, the walled cities, from times Yehoshua ben Nun, read on the 15th. Ve'ema prozim ba'arbasar mekafin klal kolo. Why don't we say the open cities read on the 14th and the walled cities not at all? The Gemara finds that a difficult suggestion. V'lav Yisrael ninu, are they not Jews? Ba'od mehod divad kush k'siv. And further, Achashverosh's kingdom was spanning the whole earth. It doesn't really say Mehod Vad Kush in the context of 14th and 15th, Rashi points out, but it does say that there are Jews all over the world, and Achshirish's kingdom spanned the whole world. The Gezer was against them everywhere. So all Jews are going to have to participate. The Gemara says another suggestion. Why don't we say that the regular cities on the 14th, and the walled cities on the 14th and the 15th, as it says, they have to make Purim on the 14th and the 15th. So Gemara says back, Iyavakosav es yom arba asar vachamisha asar, kedeka amar. Had it written the 14th and the 15th without the word S, in English there's no more of a translation this way or that way, but you see the way the pasuk is actually written as the word S before 14th and the word S before the 15th. Had it not had that second one, and therefore thereby created a certain shoot of a certain partnership between the 14th and 15th, join them together, so then it would be possible to suggest, as we said, that the walled cities read on both those days. Now it says S Yom Arba Asar. Ve'es, Yom Chamisha Asar, 14 and 15 with the word es. Asa esu pasik. The word es comes along and breaks it. Hani ba'arba asar, v'hani b'chamisha asar. These ones have to be the 14th, these and the 15th. You don't overlap. Ve'ema prazni ba'arbeisar, makafani bo ba'arbeisar, bo v'chamisar. Why don't I say the open cities are in the 14th, and the walled, if they want on the 14th, they want on the 15th. Amrka, the verse says, bizmanehem, quoted it yesterday, in their times. And the joshua is, zmano shazeh, lo zmano shazeh. The time of the one cannot be the time of the other. Can't be any overlap, even as an option. Why don't you say the walled city should read on the 13th? Because Shushan, it should be a Shushan. Shushan, right on the 15th. So it doesn't make any sense. We have another option that they should read on the 13th. Someone's already reading on the 15th. That's what should happen. Ashikhan Asiya, this all told us Mekor is for making Purim in the Sudas Hayom in the midst of the day. Zechir Minala, how do you know about reading the Megillah? It should be that way. Amarka, the verse said, V'hayom v'hayel nizkarim v'nasim. These days will be remembered and done. Iskish zechir l'asiyah, that's a hekish, that whenever you're going to do the asiyah, which we just found out, that's when you do the zechir. Zechir and asiyah have a hekish. They're related to each other. Okay, continues the Gemara. So the Gemara accepted that Makor. Now the Gemara goes back to the halacha of our Mishnah. Ma'asisin de lokiyai tana. Our Mishnah is not like the following tana. The Tani Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Omer, he says, krachin ha-makofin d'choma mimos achash ve'irish karn v'chamisha asar. It's not cities that are walled from the time of Yeshua, like our Tana, rather cities that are walled from the time of Achashverosh, like Shushan was, should read on the 15th. I just want to point out that Yeshua ben Karcha, according to many Rishonim, Rashi and Shavuos and others, is the son of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is referred to as Karcha, according to Rashi, that because Miloshin Kereach, because he was bald. If that's the case, there are Rishonim that argue, but according to that, Rabbi Yeshua here is arguing on his father, because the Gemara yesterday in Beis and Aleph established the Mishnah to be Rabbi Akiva, Bishitas Rabbi Akiva. So that would create that they have an argument. There is a note, and if you have an Ozu Hazar Gemara, it makes a note that in Tosefta, perhaps it's a different person here, not Yeshua ben Karcha. Mela, that would solve that difficulty. Not that it's a tremendous difficulty for a son, Tana, to argue on his father, Tana, but it is noteworthy. Okay, so my time is Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. What is his reasoning? Ki Shushan should be just like Shushan. Ma Shushan mekavas kol mimos achashverosh karn v'chamisha asar. Af kol shemekavas kol mimos achashverosh karn v'chamisha asar. Shushan is a city walled from the time of achashverosh and reads on the 15th. So too, any city walled from the time of achashverosh reads on the 15th. The Tana did not my time. What's the reason for our Tana not learning like that? Elis prazi. He was a gezer shav ksivacha. It says in the Megillah, Kena Yudna prazi, the verse which just brought the Jews sitting in the open lands. And it says in the Torah, when it's talking about the conquest of Sichon and Og and the division of that land to B'nai Manasseh, B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven, half B'nai Manasseh, B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven, it says also, a verse has the same word, and all the cities were all fortified there, aside from these unfortified cities. So, Ma Lahalon, just as over there, these next words the Gra takes out in the Kevas Choman, because we're talking about open cities. Malahalan mimos Yeshua ben Nun, should say, it's from that time. Afkan mimos Yeshua ben Nun. Here is walled, but you would not the way of the Gemara to change this lashon. Just as over there, it's mimos Yeshua ben Nun, so too over here in the time of Yeshua ben Nun. The Shlomo Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha lomer kitani didan de leitzli prazi prazi. I understand Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha didn't say like Artana because he doesn't have this gezeirah shava, and you don't just make up gezeirah shavas, you have to have it as a masorah. Al Tana Didan our Tana, my time alone with Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Why didn't he say Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha? Gemara finds that question difficult. My time, what reason? Daha, he slay prazi prazi. He has a gezeirah shava. That's why he said it. Hachik Omar, here's what we mean to say. El Shushan da Avad Keman. What is Shushan going to go like? Lo keprazim, lo kemechafin. It's not like an open city because, according to our Tana, the only reason the 15th, that's what happened. And it's not like a walled city because it didn't have a wall from the time of Yeshua. So our Tana puts Shushan in a place that doesn't really belong. As opposed to Rishon and Karcha, it's like any other walled city, it's the time of Achashverosh. So, and reads on the 15th. Amar Rava, v'amar la Kidi. Rava said, or maybe a different Amora named Kidi, Shani Shushan ho v'nase ba nes. Shushan is different, that a nes was done there, the nes namely that they were able to fight again on the 14th. And then Mela, it was only Shaykh to celebrate what had happened on the 15th. That's the way Rashi learns. The nace part in the Gemara, it's a little peculiar, is not really the point here. It's that the nace made that the celebrating of the day happen later. But that's the way Rashi learns. Oh, v'nasa v'nace, so Shushan is going to be different, even though Shushan, it doesn't fit the criteria, according to our Tana, to either the 14th or the 15th, but it reads on the 15th, because that's what happened in the story. Says the Gemara. Bishlama l'tana didan haynu diksiv. Bishlama ar tana. That's what's written. Medina u'medina ve'ir vo'ir. It says that every city celebrated, all over the kingdom. Medina, every province, ir ve'ir, every city. So the different types of cities obviously being pointed out. Medina l'chalik. Maybe the words Medina we're suggesting right now are to distinguish between Mekafin Choma Mimos Yeshua Benun and Mekavis Choma Mimos Achasher Yeshua. In a walled city from the time of Yeshua and a walled city from the time of Achasher Yeshua, according to our Tana, those are different dinim. Only the cities from the time of Yeshua get to read on the 15th, and the times of Achasher Yeshua have no din like that. Ear by ear, every single city was also Nami l'chalik, also to distinguish between Shushan l'shar Aros, between Shushan and other cities. Right, namely Shushan, despite not being a walled city according to the Tana's criteria, he reads in the 15th. And another city that's like that, we read in the 14th. That would mechalik between Shushan and every other city. But ir v'ir, what would it come for? Meaning, according to Rishon and Karcha, everything's taken care of. It's just walled cities from the time of Achashverosh, Shushan is included in that, read on the 15th. Everything else, the 14th, was no more chilukim to make. So the Gemara, Amar Lechai Rishim Mekarcha, Rishim Mekarcha would say to you, well, the Tana Didan, and according to our Tana, Minicha, is it any better? Came to Islay Prazi, Medina Lamali. Once you have the Gezer HaShavah to tell you that they're linked, times you Yeshua is what you go by, so you don't need any of this remez, Medina. There's nothing for it. Ella, we throw out that this Pasig, Medina, V'ir, V'ir, is coming at all for this halacha of what day to read the Megillah. Kral the Joshua who the Asa. The Pasig comes from a totally separate Joshua. Because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi for the Asa like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Krach, v'chol samuch lo, v'chol anir imo, nidon k'krach. A large city, anything that's close to it, anything that is seen from it or can see it, is judged like that city. The Gemara says, Ad kama, what distance does that extend? What's called close? Amar Rabbi Yirmir v'yitemir v'chir v'ahava, mechamasun teveria, from a place called Chamasun to Teveria, mil, a mil, which is a distance that's a little bit shorter than a mile. Vlema mil, the Gemara says, why'd you point out the particular cities of how long it is to say a mil, say the distance? Hakamash Malan, Dishiur de Mil Kamahave, it's telling us, sort of by the way, Chiddush, a fact, that the shear of a mil is how much? Kimichamasan Tiveria from this place called Chamasan to Tiveria. Thank you for listening. We're going to stop here for now. Mir Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.